I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. Corporate scandals are bad for business, unless you're Kent Jarrell. He makes his living showing corporations how to deal with bad press and limiting the damage negative news does to their bottom lines. Day to Day's Mike Pesca spoke with him about his craft.
Kent Jarrell, you represented MCI WorldCom and other big firms who'd rather not be in the news sometimes. Are you like a defense lawyer who doesn't want to know if it's true or not, but just wants to know if he could make a good case or not?
A little different than a defense lawyer. The first question I'm going to ask the company is it true? Because that's going to determine the strategy that that we're going to recommend. If the story is true that the reporter has, then we're going to walk the dog, in effect, with the client to say, okay, what is your policy? Is the policy right? Now, if the story is substantially wrong, we would first want to know what the reporter has and what facts the reporter has that are wrong.
And how do you find out what facts they have? Just what she's asked or he's asked the company? Or do you call her editors or his editors? How do you do it?
The first thing we would do is I would call the reporter straight out, because I think transparency is very important, especially in the opening bid with a reporter. And we want to see how much information the reporter is going to share with us. We're going to gather a lot of intelligence in the reporter. We're going to see what the reporter has written. We're going to see what kind of reputation the reporter has.
At what point do you involve the media company's lawyers in this whole process?
If we believe that there is a bias or the reporter is making professional mistakes, then we will have outside counsel or the general counsel of the company or institution write what I call a warning letter to the journalistic entity. Because at that point, we want a lawyer to be involved in the editing of the story. Now, that being said, you have to pick and choose when you do that very carefully, because it can backfire on you. But you basically are saying to the journalistic entity, you better make sure every fact is right, because we're putting you on notice, on legal notice, that if you don't, we have the option of taking action against you.
Well, what about if the reporter has the goods on the company? What sort of things do you do to minimize the damage?
Sometimes what I'll do with a company, because I'm privy to some secrets, is I will write a mock story, and I will say to a CEO or a chairman of the board, these are the facts that are out there now, and these are the facts that will come out in a USA Today, a Wall Street Journal. Sometimes we'll actually produce the piece in video to show what it would look like on a Dateline. And we say to the policymaker, this is what is out there now. This is what is likely to be reported about your organization, your institution, your company. And in many cases, what happens is the decision makers say, that's unacceptable. We have to change our policy.
I have a last question, and it's this. I read about you in the Columbia Journalism Review. You were on a panel speaking about your job, just as you've been speaking to us here. Do you worry that talking to the media so openly will make your job harder?
A lot of people have said that to me. What I'm trying to do is make sure that my clients are represented fairly in the media. So, yeah, there may be some risk in saying what I do, but I think that it's better to tell people. And I think that it levels the playing field, and it makes, in the end, an attempt at fairness go further. And I would hope that reporters would listen to me and say, you know what, the guy's being straight and he's being honest. He's not going to roll over, and if I'm wrong, they're going to be real tough, but if I'm right, they're going to recognize that.
Kent Jarrell, Director of Litigation Communications for APCO Worldwide, thanks very much.
Thanks so much for having me, Mike.
And that interview by Day to Day's Mike Pesca.